Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Oh, Capri Sun.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! We are here.
Hey. We are here.
We are here.
We are Legion.
We are Legion. Steph, you're like out of camera.
I know, sorry guys.
She's sort of in there.
We got room, Steph. Come on onto the couch.
Alright,
room for one more. Alright guys, we're doing the watch along for season 2, episode 15. Monsters. Oh, wait, no, it's just capital, it's monsters, right?
Not to be confused with Avery.
We'll probably get caught up as we go through commercials, but if you're watching now or if you're not watching now, you can hit your DVRs and hit play in 3, 2, 1.
Previously on The Gifted.
Aww.
You think you're better than me? I'm just doing what has to be done.
Yeah.
I'm just a sniveling kid.
He's got a sinus infection. He's a sniffling kid. He seems very, unalarmed at that.
Yeah.
She could be
dead.
Yeah.
Man, she's just gone.
Yo, that was messed up, yo.
Do we really think that she's gone?
Yeah. She's gone.
She's the gonest of gones.
Purifiers are hitting the
warlocks. Clarice needs our help evacuating.
Yo, John's...
Oh, and Clarice! Oh, my God!
John's going straight Terminator mode.
I was pissed for,
it was John's fault that she died.
Sort of,
I'm just hoping
still.
She heals and they're she's going to come back as, Dark Clarice.
I'm going to be honest, though. Watch the portal. Watch the portal. It doesn't just stop. It, explodes inwards. So people think that she got absorbed into her portal and she'll come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking happens. I'm thinking she's been done.
All right, guys.
So maybe
2 months ago.
Dimension?
Yeah.
Thunderbird, what's wrong? She's lying.
Thinking of Erg.
It's like, yeah, girl.
Sitting in a dark room looking at candles.
They're a nice couple, though. I like them. It works.
I ship Vortex and John. Well, she's not Blink anymore. She's just a Vortex.
Yeah. If she's still alive.
On the next episode of Jerry Springer, a vortex ate my girlfriend. Yeah, dating John.
Oh, that's cold. He's an okay guy. Well,
I feel like he takes 3-hour showers to get his hair looking like that. Blink has lost 3 jobs being late to work because of his showers.
Well, you don't have to work when you work on the Mutant Underground, man. It's all you do. Save people.
Save people.
It's like, how does that make money?
Wow, that's dangerous.
Open a portal to the stars.
It's nice.
This is like a...
Oh, damn.
That is...
Whoa. The moment that Lorna had.
Yeah. The Aurora Borealis or whatever.
There's like a discovery probe looking right into her portal, seeing her face. A scientist is like, what? All right, which power is cooler? Her power or when Marcos and Lorna create Aurora Borealis around each other?
Hers. Hers individually, but as far as the romantic moment,
it's got to be Marcos and, Flashlight and Polaris.
Yeah.
Flashlight and Polaris.
Bringing it back.
Laser hands.
He's like, oh yeah, girl.
What if they've never actually had sex? Every time he's down there, she has a little portal down there that takes it somewhere else.
Oh my God.
not even touching that. I mean, guess he can't either, but still.
Sorry.
Not even messing with that.
It's a good form of birth control, I suppose.
Right?
It's just weird.
As soon as he's ready, just portal. All right, Kate, come on. Let's get these kids some new Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, I forgot they were on this chase.
She's gonna be on something else. I just forgot.
There's nothing better than a Ziploc bag full of juice.
That is a car full of diversity right there.
What? Why would you split up?
Right? I mean, I guess it makes sense. Kate and Lauren and all them are on, like, the watch list.
Yeah.
The rest of the Morlocks aren't, except for the big freaking M carved into their face.
Yeah, that's... Dude, they came, like, right behind you, yo. This... I was wondering...
Those cops are actually just parked in the garage. It's almost like they're on a movie set or something.
They're for sure catching.
Oh, why you gotta have it be that guy who shoots at him? Thank you!
Wow.
No, it's your fault, John.
Well, John did kind of push her away, but... Ooh.
Jamie Chung. Right. That means she's gonna be in it!
I mean, it
well, I mean, she's already been...
I know, don't cross my dreams.
You drove her to us, literally. In your Pontiac Thunderbird. Hit me. I'll just direct it right back at you. I love how John acts the most like not an X-Man.
Ooh.
Oh, because he didn't activate his power. Oh, never mind. It still activates.
That reminds me of that one monster.
Is he going to wink at him? Is he going to wink
power
at him?
Power Rangers all thought.
Oh, you're right.
The one where they got their in his belly, their faces.
She's like, don't worry about it. He's a sucker.
I'm sorry.
He's straight sucker punching.
Oh, he cried.
I'm sorry. I have a pact against beating up people in front of children.
Yo.
Dude, it's the 98% building. The moment we've been waiting for has finally arrived.
Our actions in the next 24 hours will determine the course. Yo, Reva stay fly the whole season. Like, straight up. He's like, what are you shopping?
Cleaning crew's doing the most of this place. There is only one solution. Uh-oh. Hitler talk.
Mm-hmm. Ours and theirs. Except for the fact that you're controlling both.
Right.
We must destroy the institutions of a nation that hates us.
Hang on. We're just going to destroy government buildings? Have you seen the security out there? Don't worry.
It's 98% impenetrable.
98% impenetrable.
You'll be receiving your assignments. Until then, prepare yourselves.
Ooh.
This is like... the council of your white blood cells when you have an immunity deficiency.
Oh my god.
We must attack the liver. Well, isn't it like... good for us? You have your assignments.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about all that.
Right? Like,
it's like, yo, you know, if we attack government buildings, this becomes a whole new thing. Like, it's already become another thing when we kill the people at the bank.
Right? I'm worried about John. I, too, am worried about John.
I'd be all right.
It's Lorna.
It's not the first time he's lost a girlfriend he didn't appreciate.
I can't talk long.
I was so worried you got caught.
Yeah, I almost was. The Frost found out that somebody was in the computers. They think it was Sage.
I think it's great that she's talking like this and there's no microphones around.
Yeah.
Things are spiraling out of control. The purifiers just hit the Morlock tunnels. It was a massacre. You've got to get out of there.
I know, but Reva's plan is happening tomorrow. I'm going to try to find out what I can before.
So her cell phone's working again because they found Sage was the mole?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they put everything back. Everything's back to normal now.
I like her ring.
It's a Horcrux.
I think Sage was a Horcrux, and Dreamer was a Horcrux, and Shatter was a Horcrux. There's only got to be like three Horcruxes left this season.
Forgot about Syrup.
Syrup went away. Also, where'd you get that ring, Lorna?
Okay, he's gonna snitch.
Yo, Andy, I don't know if he can take that much truth, man. He's
That's what she's saying. He's gonna snitch.
He can't handle it.
He's gonna snitch. Not with the Frost sisters.
He's gonna crumble.
Oh, cool. We can skip this commercial at least, guys. Onward to the next segment! Does Andy snitch or does Andy go with Lorna? Michael.
Snitch. I think he's gonna snitch.
Steph.
Snitch.
Heather.
I want to say snitch, but, you know, to be, like, the cool one, I'll be like, I believe.
Like, no.
I don't think he'll snitch. I think he'll try to convince her, and then she'll try to go, and he'll, like, prevent her from going.
And then crack her skull open.
Hopefully.
Wow. That's a weird turn of events.
How is this guy still alive?
Most of the force is out, chasing down the news who escaped from the tunnel.
Show my badge.
So how are none of you in cuffs? I mean, you still kill people.
Yeah, but nobody knows.
Oh, because they haven't gone down the tunnels.
Yeah.
So they're just, we're just some guys that got scratched up on the street.
Ew.
Jace crossed the line.
He saw a teddy bear.
Yo, man, it was a teddy bear with an M. That's a whole another level.
Jace is like, this is worse than the last time I attacked a Build-A-Bear workshop.
That's what Ryan told me was there. I think there were kids down there.
I can't do this. It was kids.
This dude's like the last person you want to tell this to because he just killed a kid two episodes ago.
Yeah, he did. He straight up killed a kid.
He straight up killed a kid.
Kid killers.
Speaking of the Build-A-Bear workshop, where's the Kill the Kid workshop? Because that's where he works.
I don't think they're in business anymore.
Oh, really? Too many kids died?
Too many.
Dude, he has no hair already. How's he going to clear his head anymore? Pun jar, sorry.
Oh, he's telling on him.
Right? He's going to tell
him. Oh, he is straight telling. He's going to be like, Jace isn't ready.
He has lost faith.
He's not ready for the full level of what we about
Chaos
to do.
Chaos 13212 says, I hope Andy doesn't snitch. I like his and Lorna's friendship.
Yes, look.
I don't know, I'm just curious.
Lorna looks so good.
You think I need babysitting or something?
No. Yeah.
Not at all.
I need that.
I can handle myself.
Because people who can handle themselves really have to tell other people they can handle themselves.
I just want to see what we're doing. Like you said, it's been a long time coming.
That's what she said.
I'm just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Andy?
Andy got the boy band hairstyle, though.
Video game, right? When everything goes down, we're going to be dropping real buildings with real people inside.
I mean, it is a TV show, and they're paid actors.
Sometimes. We have to make sacrifices?
Damn, Andy, you taught him that.
You're not making sacrifices, though.
That's the whole reason I joined the Inner Circle.
Oh, snap. Oh. It's all your fault. It's crazy.
Andy, look, you know that wasn't easy, right? You do something like that, those scars stay with you.
He's like, but I'm edgy.
Oh, shit.
Of my street cred.
He's abandoning Capri Sun.
I wear all black and I'm cool.
Chick stick scars. Darth Vader mode.
Yo, man, he's not leaving the inner circle. You see all the women up in there? He's like the only dude. he's got a mate. Is this dude practice punching the...
Guys, look at this, though. Look, he misses the wall and it still falls down.
Hold up, though. Like, he's just punching the side of a building.
Can we make this a GIF, guys? Somebody please make this a GIF and send it to us.
Yeah, he's straight, didn't
he? He didn't even hit.
You gotta commit, man. You gotta commit.
Because they don't know what happened.
Yeah, they don't know Blink's gone.
But why would you be punching the... Like, you're asking...
To be found.
What are you doing?
John? What are you doing here?
Oh, God. She, I don't know. She fell. She fell through a portal and she vanished. I saw her fall.
So I'm gonna just keep punching this wall because it makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense. He's angry.
Yeah, but the people are looking for mutants right now. It's kind of a serious situation. They just finished killing people, man.
He's just a masonry expert.
Like, I'm checking the structural foundation of this building.
Look at how terribly weak this brick is. You have a permit for this?
Uh-oh. He about to use his powers in a very serious way.
Is he, though?
Okay, maybe not.
Even our thumbnail uses the picture of him and that weird dude. So they find him. It's in a preview picture. Make sure you look up, too. Wow, that's really inspirational.
Oh.
Get the...
Real slow. Yo, every now and then I get a little bit frowned and I just want to turn around.
Turn around.
Every now and then my arm catches on fire and I disintegrate everything around me.
Turn around.
Read.
Is that right?
That right.
So you're out here walking around, checking out dumpsters?
Aren't you also
in
walking around?
In a normal
around?
City?
I work in the area, all right? There were sirens. Heard there was a possible mutant incident and I came outside.
Aren't you also walking around checking dumpsters though?
Right? He also doesn't have an M on his cheek.
Alright. Huh. Alright, sir. Yeah, it just looked a little odd. Thank you.
Oh, he's gonna just
No way, man.
Oh my hand. Oh,
kill him. Just kill him.
Uh-oh. Oh, he gonna melt that joint. Ooh, don't you make
yes,
a sound.
Yes, Reed?
Say muty again.
Everyone I will bitch just, slap you with my lava hand.
Yeah.
Holy
Reed.
Shit.
Yeah, Reed. Yeah. He killed a kid. He killed a kid. That's right,
yes.
Reed. That's right, Reed.
Crap.
Feel that power.
It's incredible.
Yes. Feel
he just needed
anger.
To release it.
He just needed to murder somebody.
Let's
not
the
a
hate
big
flow
deal.
Through. Let's not yell it, though.
And there's some dust over here by a dumpster.
Oh, snap.
Parkour.
Yo.
How you just going to beat up flashlight like that?
CW's Ooh. The flashlight.
The purifiers are here. The cops aren't far behind. Listen to me.
Okay, everyone's stepping up their game. I respect
WWCD,
this.
WWCD.
Yeah.
Also, they already just went and rescued his ass from being caught by the purifiers.
Eclipse
like, dude.
Needs to level up, too. Everyone.
Well, Eclipse already has kind of like, he got the laser styles, and he killed a dude.
But he's so powerful, like, I need more from him.
Well, yeah, true. I give you...
He has the power of the sun.
True. And he is, like, second in command, so he
yeah.
does have to come... He has to bring it up a level. You know, he gotta...
Not only is he a mutant, but he rolled with the cartel for years. Like,
oh,
I expect
yeah.
big dog actions.
Maybe it's because he's like, I don't want to live that past.
Yeah,
anymore.
No, that's true.
He was popping Molly
people.
With the cartel?
Yeah,
that's what he was doing. He was just hanging out with the cartel.
It's like the new
living it
the
up.
New rave you go to called the cartel. Roll with the cartel.
Roll with the cartel. That's the. That's
I
the,
actually see. I can
jam.
See that actually. Like you have a dessert bar, but it's all like lines of cocaine.
Yeah, it's Ja Rule's new investment
yes.
after Fire Festival.
Yo, oh man. Poor Ja Rule.
Oh
man.
Yeah, poor guy.
He wants to be cool so bad.
He forgot to change his name to Ja Cool.
Oh my gosh.
He can always be a teacher and be Ja Ruler.
Oh boy. It's too easy.
He could be a proctologist.
Oh snap, I didn't know Rue had a gun. Oh yeah, she did have a gun.
I'm so sorry, but he could be a proctologist and be Ja Stool.
This should not be funny. But it is.
I'm gonna need Ja Stool Stample.
Ja Stool. Oh, guys, we're sorry. We're sorry for this.
Damn, Lauren, calling her out. Calling her out on abandoning Capri Sun.
He has a Capri Sun.
No, dude, she used them as bait.
True.
And Lauren knows. That's how you use a Desert Eagle.
Yeah, Lauren, like
they didn't
yeah.
technically
you
have to split up.
You want a mom?
You're useless.
Oh my god, I don't know how she would do that with her arm. I'd be afraid of like cutting my damn arm off, sliding a door with.
Man, Root is too strong for that. She doesn't get cut. Nobody makes her bleed her own blood.
I really don't think she's. I think she's over the Capri Sun shit, guys. Honestly.
He's remembering.
What is it?
Remember his lady.
John.
John, you're okay.
The
route that more people took if you could track them. I can't imagine what you're going through.
I've been worthless all season two, and now I just want to stay being worthless.
I want to help you find your family, all right? Every time I try, I just see Clarice.
She's everywhere. She's in the ether.
I mean, am I wrong, though? John's been kind of useless this whole season. All he did was get captured.
He's complained a lot.
Like,
he's done a lot of complaining this season.
Yeah, like, it's been straight up like, eh, where are the X-Men? You know, there's X-Women too now, John.
Yeah, you know, hashtag equality.
Did we have Derek Hoffman on the show last?
Yeah, last season.
He tweeted, true story, Amy Acker had no problem opening and shutting this door. No problem whatsoever. Worked every time. Is that what you wanted me to say, Amy?
It looked so painful to open it that way.
She was like, I got this.
There's this kid in my physics class.
You were in physics class?
Friends,
in yo, freshman year, right?
Yo, Andy's mad smart. He's not just a pretty face.
Oh my god, I love the Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where they're into trains. It's Captain Holt and Terry building a train set.
That was a dumb episode.
So good.
I mean, it was funny, but it was also dumb.
It's Terrytown!
This tunnel system will give us access to the city.
These tunnels were always here. Why haven't we been down here before?
Everything in its time.
Because we needed to clear them out, so we killed a whole bunch
Who's
of
Who's this dude?
Hop on down there.
He's been there.
ASMR with the Frost Sisters.
What exactly are they doing here besides catching typhoid? One of the tunnels shares a wall with the DC Sentinel Services headquarters. Andrew's going to get us through the wall with a strike team. Once the Sentinel Services is neutralized,
hey, welcome, Melissa
Ramos.
We will be unstoppable.
We
will be
unstoppable. To, like,
kill them? What do you think neutralize means?
Neuter.
Well, I mean, I guess they could do that, too, but that would be weird. Everybody line up.
All this equipment and not a single landmine. Even if we found something, I highly doubt the spaces paid their phone bill on a wire.
Well, that's just negative.
If we can find something, we might be able to
They own an entire workshop, but they can't pay their phone bill.
Oh, splice an open wire. That's root. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
They all figured out we're in here.
How?
Yo, these cops are the most detective-ist cops I've seen in a while.
Right? It's because they killed a security guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ted was so close to retirement. He was right there.
Because her powers are still gone. Reed's came back, though, so maybe the drug will wear off soon. Hell yeah.
It's over.
You can't surrender, what?
Yo, Ma Dukes is about to turn into Sarah Connor up in this piece.
I think you're the second person to say that about this show to me.
Hey, I do what I can. I try to reinforce positive stereotypes.
Everybody hurts.
And they do. John has really been whacked this season, though.
John's like sitting there, like every time I try to use my powers. All around me are familiar faces.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry, we're talking a lot, but holy shit, why is he just sitting there being a dope?
God, he's grieving, man. Give him some time, a little bit, like a half an episode. He's trying.
Well, I wasn't really having a lot of philosophical discussions. I was busy finding a place to sleep.
ER's grandpa in the chat says, it's Capri Gun! Kate's upgraded.
So he can be the devil of, I don't know, I guess the Hell's Kitchen of DC?
Huh. Is Reed gonna tell Marcos that he killed the guy?
He should. That'll give him a street cred.
Did something happen? Did you disintegrate a man in front of you?
That's close to where he rescued the mole. I think we should assume the worst. You good?
Yeah.
Reed and I will go. Keep an eye on this channel. Let me know if any changes.
I should come.
John, you know you're no condition.
John. You've been corny all season, all right? Fall back. Flashlights got this.
A 1080 is a chase in progress.
Oh. Just so y'all know.
Something.
Carlito Lee or Carlito Lee or whatever says everyone ganging up on John. John needs to represent. You know what I mean? Look, John, hey. John needs
to
represent.
They all have, like, their high seasons, their low seasons.
Look, some people have the power to be useless. Some people have the power to throw slime on things and see through it. Other people have the power to shout really loud and throw barrels. John has the power to track people, sensitive hearing, sensitive senses, and super strength and indestructibility.
And literally
has like 8 freaking goddamn powers and hasn't done anything this season except get caught, cause people to die, and now just mope.
Yeah, and the mutant underground is basically at, you know, completely depleted. You know what I'm saying? There's no, they have no crew. You know, all the folks is gone. You know what I'm saying? It's just 2 people, and he's still crying every day.
I mean, most of the Mutant Underground are dead now. Like, Sage is gone. Dreamer's gone.
Everybody else is, I guess,
Blink's
escaped
gone.
To, like, Canada or Mexico or something.
Shatter's gone.
Yep.
Fade's still around, but, like...
Yeah, but Fade's not down with us.
No.
Us meaning Mutant Underground guys.
Yeah, but we don't know, because he was kind of like a pawn for Riva, and he got shot.
True, yeah.
But, like...
Took an L, but he aight.
I don't know. Like, come on, John. Like, if you rewatch last episode and you see Blink's face when she sees him and gets shot, it's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, that's what her face is saying.
But he said, if you call, I will always come. I love you, girl.
She didn't call.
She called Flashlight.
Good night.
Hey, Flashlight. What are you? What about me? She's good. Sentinel Services.
What are you doing?
Digging into that. Come on. Tomorrow anyway.
I really like that it's... Oh, if I, It just usually happens when the DVR gets caught up to itself too much.
So
I'll just pause it for a second, and then it'll stop.
But yeah, it's like...
I thought I was just going partially deaf intermittently.
No, you're fine.
Huh?
You're fine.
It's our job to help people understand that
Oh
man, yeah, she's gonna mind control the nations. This is what Rage Against the Machine warned us about.
I'm willing to do what's necessary. No, I'm not talking about your sisters, I'm talking about you.
Ooh.
Seriously, do you really think that we can mind control our way to a mutant homeland? Don't we want people to believe? Maybe someday.
I believe. That the Frost sisters just mind controlled all of us. Book of Mormon, anyone? There might be hope for the world.
Nope, there's no hope.
I really want.
I didn't know Inner Circle was passing out good nights, though. Like,
But Esme's always been, like, edge. She's been on the edge of, like, good or bad. She has at least a moral compass.
Sort of.
I'm just waiting for them to find out if that headset that she's wearing prevents mind control or not.
Ah, yeah. Like,
I don't know why it would.
Like her dad's. I mean, her dad's
Magneto,
does.
Oh, right,
and he sent the metal.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because it's a special metal.
Can they get ponytail holders, though? It's like...
Look, when you're on the run, you don't have time to hold back.
You also don't have time for your hair to get stuck in places.
Look,
well, true.
Lauren's hair always looks on point, even at a water treatment facility while getting shot at.
There's
so much bounce.
And then Kate's X gene activates.
Capri gun. Get these kids some new Capri gun. Well, Kate already used the diversity as a scapegoat. Now she's going to use herself. She literally sent all those people from the truck to die.
Yeah, because she was like, let's split up. It's like, what?
Right? They could have just not gone back to go get them.
Wait, what's happening?
She's going to ditch Lauren and cause a distraction so Lauren can escape.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, thank God.
Kate's like, thank God. I don't want to have to sacrifice myself.
Like, that would have been so...
Oh, yeah.
We can do this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now I see why they put that scene in. So she could be like, maybe she likes me and Andy equally.
Supplies. Like I said, Capri gun. Okay, there's no such thing as Morlocks, but that's because they're not looking. They refuse to see. The truth is there. Just take a look at the security footage from right here in DC. Look at these obvious Morlocks. Look at 2 people standing in a standing in a doorway.
Look at the kids. Two kids. Mm. Jace is having having cracks in his belief form.
A little crisis of conscience. He's like, I can't do this. Because like when his wife called him, he was like, I can't come back. I feel bad about what I've done. So he'd be out.
You would hope that he feels bad about what he's done.
I think so. He saw the teddy bear and he paused. It was a pause.
Dude, I hope Reed comes in the clutch here, but I just have a fat feeling it's going to be like Reed coming in the clutch and then dying.
Nah, Reed's got this. He's going to like melt the ground or something and people going like sink and then they're going to run out or something. I don't know.
Is Reed or is Reed not a Horcrux? What do you guys think? Not something a girlfriend ever wants to hear.
I'm not even gonna go there.
We have no choice.
Reed can do this. Put him in the game.
EA Sports. Reed's in the game. Orlando Williams says the mom is doing more than the other mutants, right? See, Flashlight's living up to his potential as LA City Power.
Uh-oh.
She's got a teddy bear, too. Is that just a guilt chase?
Reva gonna
be at
the door when she open it. She gonna open it?
Oh, no. Nah.
Thought we were gonna be like, where do you think you're going?
She definitely will.
Andy. She like, he a lost cause. So be like, Andy, I'm leaving you.
This is like the moment where if she didn't stop for Andy, then she could have gotten out, but now it's going to screw up everything.
And he's going to snitch.
Psyching myself up. Ready to kill your sister?
What's wrong?
It's warm in here.
That's crazy. You would never work with the purifiers.
If you grab that, I can turn the heat down.
Oh, snap.
Benedict Ryan. She hates him. She hates them all.
Why don't you both have the same thing, Andy? Mutants and humans living apart. She needs people angry. She needs the purifiers.
They want us dead. Why would they help her?
She's using them to take out her competition. So her mutant uprising is all that's left.
That's insane. Not a point that.
This is why they should have took pictures of them while they were together.
Remember earlier?
Yeah.
But she wouldn't tell us why we've never been in those tunnels before.
I can't infer.
Oh, that's where the Morlocks lived.
Yep.
Living there. Andy. Families.
Mm.
The purifiers wiped them out for her.
So you're telling me that everything Reva said was a lie? Everything we did?
Yeah, because it was a means to an end.
Rebecca died for a lie?
Well, I mean.
Well, Rebecca died because she was crazy, but.
You do look better blonde. So that wasn't a lie.
I know how you feel, okay?
What's gonna happen?
I'm going to, but not like this.
ER's grandpa says, here comes green hair versus blonde hair.
He's gonna be like, you lied to me!
Can you stop her?
This is where he chooses to kill the baby Jedis or not.
Oh, man.
Y'all remember that Lorna had a baby? Yeah. Remember that was a thing?
Well, I mean, she gave her baby to her grandma or grandma-ish, you know what I'm saying, for protection.
Like, what is that? Like a seed for a storyline in 6 seasons?
Yeah, because the baby will get older and the baby will have new powers and somebody will try to steal the baby and, you know, some stuff will happen.
The baby has the mutant power of being a plot device. Oh, that's cool.
ER's grandpa, yeah, you're right. That's right. Rebecca was crazy. She should have been dead. They shouldn't have took her out. The second I saw her, I was like, oh, she crazy.
Mm. Yeah, but you say that about every girl on TV.
Well, not everyone. Like,
literally, every time they introduced a new character in Sleepy Hollow, you'd be like, oh, she crazy.
Okay, well.
And then she'd be the villain of the week. And you'd be like, I was right. And I'm like, yeah,
because. Because you say everyone's crazy.
JT Facts says, Steph, I love your voice. Why aren't you talking?
Who said that?
JT Facts.
Oh, JT Facts?
JT
oh, I haven't seen.
JT Facts. I'm learning how to do watch-alongs appropriately.
He says, what's Andy going to do?
Andy's...
What do we think Andy's going to do?
Andy's going to make
first.
The wrong
Ladies
decision.
First.
Oh, sorry.
Michael?
I don't know. Lorna gave a pretty convincing argument. It's hard to deny it, but I also think that he has, like, a mommy issue with... Reva.
Capri Sun.
So.
Reva's now his supplier of Capri Sun.
I think he might switch over. That's what the Underground needs to move forward.
I mean, he
forward.
Did say that he was psyching himself up because she brought the plane down. Like, he convinced himself, or she convinced him to do that.
Yeah.
What about you, Heather?
I think that he's going to go with Lorna, but they're going to get caught.
I think he's going to be stupid because he's a stupid kid, and he's literally going to like be like, no, I don't believe you. Then he's going to run out of the room, run into Reva's room, and be like, Reva, is this true?
Oh, and she's going to be like,
no.
And he's going to be like, oh, man, I'm hurt.
Guys, we're going to be the special effects team for Reva's power for a second. Let's all pretend we're holding a camera. All
right.
Okay? And on the count of three, we're going to do the special effects and do the voice. All right, you ready? One, two, three. Oh! Okay.
I knew Heather was
going to
be the best at that.
All right.
Okay.
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 Oh, man.
Born ready.
So if you're listening at home, we just killed you. Your powers are gone now.
Hopefully you did not have one headphone.
We destabilized your camera and did voice concerto.
His sister's power's back. He's going to feel his sister. Ah, that's what's going to happen.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
gonna
feel his sister.
He's
going to
be like, he's gonna be like, she's alive.
Phrasing.
Well, no, he never thought
phrasing.
She was.
Let's,
oh, sorry. He's going to.
He's going to sense his sister.
Yeah. He's not going to feel his sister, guys.
I mean, he might. Don't judge. But, no, like, don't no, say that he...
Nah, you should kind of judge on that one. You can kind of feel free to judge on that one. That's a judgeable moment.
I love that your grandpa's reaction to saying Sleepy Hollow is, oh, the pain. Loved that show.
Man, that was a show that...
Whew. That was a show we did three seasons of. Ugh. The first season was so good.
Yeah, the first season
so
was
good. And honestly, John Noble was great. Like, John Noble was great. Tom Eisen was great. And Abby was great. Nicole Beharie. But then how do they kick Nicole Beharie off the show? Like, what? What world?
I just remember that thing spiraled. It was a good spiral. Because it was good because it was fun for us to just, like, clown it. But it was bad because it could have been great. And it was two shows. It was Sleepy Hollow and The Strain.
Oh, God, The Strain. Oh, wait, no, this is Into the Dark. This is a commercial for Into the Dark. Or the things they do in the night. What we do in the shadows. Is it a TV show now? That's cool. We should cover that. It's a weird show. Andy, you mofo.
I'm trying to go back to your family.
Yeah, but how can I? After everything that happened...
I mean, your dad straight disintegrated a guy, Andy. You're probably in good company.
Andy, if Vader can change, you can change. If I can change, you can change.
Lindy G will be on The Expanse. You're right, season two. Yes, oh, that's good. Lindy Graham.
What?
Can you knowing what you know?
I don't know.
They are 98% impenetrable. How could you know what you know?
No, you don't, Andy.
But the boy who left you. The one you sat with at school when no one else would, and it struck her that is who you were.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, Lorna. But I'm not that.
It's too late for me.
Honestly, he just likes.
Being bad,
the hotel.
He likes being told what to do.
I mean, let's be honest, like, the underground base camp kind of sucked.
He gets to play Xbox all day and then gets told what to do by Hopper.
Come on, Reed.
Yeah,
moment of truth.
I would go into the
Reed's
dark side
got this,
for that.
Man. Reed is he's on fire.
I represent the Bricklayers Union of Washington, D.C., and this episode has triggered me multiple times. So
come on, Reed. You got it. You can do it, Reed.
You're right, 401. Andy does not need Capri Sun anymore. Dude, Reed's about to come in through...
Oh, snap.
Oh.
That actually is kind of
yes,
funny.
Yes, Lauren.
Reflection.
She breathed really hard on that when I didn't think she needed to breathe that hard, but you know what I mean? I was like
you didn't hate it, did you?
I was just like, yeah, you know, I'll allow it.
Here's Grandpa says, because Dad's got high hopes.
I wish I could turn my powers on and off like everyone else, but I can't.
It needs anger.
Reed? It's anger!
You're doing it, Reed. You've got it. Activate your powers.
Dude, he's like the Hulk of, like, disintegration.
Yo, he has to feel his anger.
So,
give in to your anger.
I don't get why Marcos doesn't have that ability.
Yeah, he does. Scientific. Well, it's all fictitious, I guess.
Well,
but,
I mean, but you need. He's trying to help Reed come out of the shell.
Let me tell you something.
Because, is it the time?
Because Marcos is such a good leader. He's like, you know what? I need to help Reed.
Yeah,
I can't take the shine.
Training
I can't
starts
take all the
for
shine.
No emergency. Training stops for no emergency.
I'm gonna be honest, guys. Bricks kind of do pretty well in really hot areas. Like,
but not mutant hot.
Yeah, but like you still don't really melt bricks.
Unless you got powers.
Bricks harden under heat. He disintegrated the bricks. You bake bricks, guys.
Yo,
so like, Marcos would have to expend like way too much energy to do anything. I'm not gonna say that's a plot hole. I'm gonna say that's like smart.
I'm just saying, you know, like Reed's got it.
I like how they just literally leave an entire surrounded building like totally fine, like nothing is an issue.
Because they're cool.
I can't believe Clarice is gone. She got shot. Kate used her as a decoy. No, I'm just kidding. Carlito Lee says Reed needs to take a day off just to melt shit all day.
He does need to practice, get his skills up. You know, he needs to get his brown belt in melting.
ER's grandpa says they could have played Marco Polo. I thought that was pretty good. Reed, tell your son you killed a guy.
Son, I love you. Come home. We don't care what you did with your hair.
Guys, we're operating in the 2% penetrable part of this facility. Be quick. Don't offer Capri Sun, Kate. Don't offer Capri Sun.
Andy.
Just be normal.
Lorna is saying to you are hard to hear, but they are true. You need to come home.
We love you, son. Please. Andy. Remember when Vader picked up the Emperor and threw him down the right, turbine?
Let's give it a second. This actually.
Sorry. I don't think I can do that.
What? Of course you can. We love you so much. We're your family. You belong with us.
Closed captioning went away.
When we saved John, when I attacked that purifier for trying to shoot Lauren, I saw you then. You were afraid.
No, Andy. That's not...
You know it's true, Dad. You were right. I wanted to kill that man.
Dad, you know it's true.
Tell him you killed a guy. Tell him you killed the guy, Reed.
I am a monster.
Title of the episode!
I know, what is he saying?
You don't have to
say also, roll credits.
I just wanted you to understand why I can't come. Wait,
oh,
Andy, please.
God.
Listen to me.
I killed a man today.
I do understand. More than you know.
I killed a man.
Tell him.
Today,
tell him before the phone hangs up.
I killed a man.
And I liked it.
Kate. He was threatening us, Sam.
He had to go.
I disintegrated him.
He was... I got so angry, and I lost control, and I killed him. Not because I had to, but...
Because I wanted to.
Because I wanted to.
Whoa.
See, that's deep.
Thank you, Reed. Finally doing something that will connect with your son and not say you're good on the inside. Thank you!
This is the honesty we need in 2020.
I have to go.
But at least he put it out there.
Now he's just going to go to Reed and be like, yo, my dad deserves to be with us. My dad's a G.
And my dad killed a man with his bare hands. Alyssa said, wait, are they being honest with each other?
Yeah, round of applause for me.
For what?
I switched the whole thing to man.
Whoa, man, this is like a straight up, like, Hamilton and his son story, right, Steph?
Wow, that's smart. Almost as smart as swimming into this hot spring.
Oh, so smart. Makes my fur feel extra silky. Want to feel it?
No, thank you.
Suit yourself.
Otters are pretty cute, y'all.
True, true that.
Beavers are also cute. Were those beavers or otters?
Yeah, one of them.
I think those are otters.
They look like really, really chill, though, so maybe they're otters instead.
I don't know. I ought to find out.
Ha!
Why are you laughing at that?
You get me every time.
You're the worst.
You get me every time. No matter what it is, I'm just like, I get it.
Everyone needs to know that PayPal has updated their policy.
Oh, word?
Yeah. The changes will go into effect on March 29th, 2019.
If you want to dance with Childish Gambino, you know, get an iPhone. Or no, get a Pixel.
Is this actually Childish Gambino? Oh, no, it's an emoji Childish Gambino. Yeah. They couldn't afford the real thing.
I mean, it's close enough to Childish Gambino.
They should have gotten our host, Sean Payton. He looks exactly like him. Like he's a lookalike for Childish Gambino.
Orlando said Lauren is in the front seat like I'm surrounded by killers.
Wait, has Lauren's killed people too,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, Lauren killed somebody, man. It's like, yo, this, yo, the mutant underground is getting real now. They ain't soft no more.
They took out the building. It killed people.
Yeah, man. They ain't soft
no more. End of last
season.
We're talking heavy bursts of snow at times. Fox, we don't care about the East Coast weather.
Well, actually, kind of I do. I'm flying back east on tomorrow night.
Oh, look at the dog trying to, like, not go. Did you guys see that? In the background on a leash, they're, like, pulling the dog along.
The dog was like, nope, nope.
What do you guys think of the Masked Singer?
I haven't watched it. I still don't. What's the concept?
What do you think about Nick Cannon's turban, though?
You don't know who the singers are. They sing behind masks.
But are they singers, or could they be actors?
No, they're just, like, random people.
No, they're, like...
Well, no, they're not random. They're celebrities.
Yeah. Some people think it's Rumor Wilson behind one of them. I
thought we had more candidates. Got that green giant, though.
I don't think Morlocks are going to be picky about cream versus canned corn.
The battle of the century, creamed versus canned corn.
Everybody knows it's cream, man. Cream wins all the time. Cream.
Gross.
Ugh. Cream corn. Ugh, gross.
Cream corn.
Cream spinach is good. Cream corn. Oh.
I'd already destroyed his gun, Kate.
And if you walked away, he would have called us.
Kate's trying to give Reed the Capri Sun, and Reed's like, nah.
Yeah, Reed's like, nah, man. I'm a real killer.
Kate's like, no, you still like Capri Sun. Whoa, look at where she's grabbing.
She's like, I got a good man.
I know that.
That guy deserved to die.
So our TV's really dark, so we only see her grabbing him, not like if she's grabbing his hand.
She grabbed his hand.
Okay.
It's a family show.
It's a kid. You are a good man. You're a good man, Reed.
It's a whole handful of it. Just...
I know you're a good man.
God, what is wrong?
We're the worst.
Oh, man.
That's a good line. Maybe you had to poison the Capri Sun in order to bring him back to the real Capri Sun. The Capri Sun.
You'll lead a horse to water.
Wow, everyone's
you can't make
growing
a drink.
Up this episode.
Right? It's almost like something that should have happened 8 episodes ago.
Oh, man. That's cold.
I mean, a little bit. But
they were
like,
kind of busy dealing with like banks. And
I'm
stuff
just
and
saying they didn't need 16 episodes for this season.
Yeah, I agree.
They could have done the same story in 10 or 13.
I am a fan of 10. I am a fan of the 10 episode season. But you know, I know.
Oh, John got up from his couch.
I'm thinking about my girl.
It hurts. I miss her. Everyone that I love dies.
Yo, he taking all the syrup up in this piece.
I mean, he was...
Hold on, didn't he date syrup? So that's
he
why
dated
he still
syrup.
Got the, that's why he still got the syrup.
And then Blink only loved him because of syrup. You guys remember that storyline?
Yeah.
Only the viewers think you're useless, John.
So what? Storm that's coming our way isn't going to be hard to find.
I hope that's a name drop for Storm. It'd be so great to get Storm.
Can you still fight? Can you stand and fight?
Can you at least stand in front of me so Shatter doesn't die again?
Oh, man.
Can you take a bullet for these minor characters?
Mr. Turner. You're up late. I need to talk to you about what
you should call him Mr. Flip Flop.
Well, I mean, it's his conscience, man. It's
exactly
tough.
What you said to do, and what I saw didn't look like a terrorist camp.
Ooh.
There were children down there. There were families just defending their homes.
Well, I have larger concerns right now.
Do you?
And so should you.
Word?
I have reason to believe there will be a mutant attack on our soil soon. One that will...
Our soil?
Magnitude that of 70.
Is he a president?
So do you want to continue crying about a bunch of mutants in the sewers? Or do you want to help make America safe?
Look at that.
Oh, boy.
Look at that mags drop.
I hate when TV shows have to go there. I mean, I understand why, but still...
It's even worse, though, like, make America safe again, like, the anagram for that is not something I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
He's dead. They found his body behind a dumpster. What they did to him was savage, inhuman. I was with him.
I mean, let's be honest, he hung out by those dumpsters a lot.
Yep.
What's important now is that we honor his memory by carrying on his fight.
Yeah, he also killed a kid in cold blood.
Soon, we need you. Now more than ever.
You're so weak.
Jace, don't do this, man.
You're so weak.
Your wife trusts in the man that you used to be. Be that man.
Cue music video.
At least a little Florence and the Machine. Yeah. Hi.
Is Andy going to be at the door? Andy's going to be at the door with Lorna. Andy and Lorna are going to be there. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's
come
Andy.
On. It's come on. Yeah! Yay! Get that kid some new Capri Sun.
I love you, son.
Yes.
Thank God.
Finally, he's there in a way that makes sense and not just Kate being like Maggie.
La Familia.
Please.
La Familia, rolling with the cartel. Ooh.
She's like, I love you, brother.
Hey, don't touch each other. Don't touch each other, guys.
As long as they're together, they can take down
anything, right?
The circle. Oh!
Is Lorna going to show? Lorna's going to show? Baby in arms or no baby in arms?
No baby. Who
no
needs
baby,
it?
But just Lorna.
You know what's going to happen.
Oh!
She's breaking in.
Oh!
She's breaking in.
She's like, is my man home?
Oh, I am so you're happy. Like,
yeah, girl.
Dude, I hope they chose Reva just super fucking angry.
It's going to be some mad.
Yeah!
Oh, snap.
Oh.
Nice.
It's going to be some magnetic love going on.
Oh my God.
Here.
Thank you.
I love
Jesus.
You.
They're going to make another baby.
I've been waiting.
Make another baby.
Well, make a baby so good.
We need to take the power grid out in Washington. How do we do that? Lorna, Marcos, go have sex.
It's touching right here, yo.
Oh my God. I'm really
storm.
Back. I'm
hanging,
freak out.
Hanging out in a storm. Dude, if Blink comes back, that's like game over.
Oh, he
oh,
took
he's
out
got
the hatchet.
Tomahawk. He's
he
got the tomahawk.
The oh, yeah.
Thank you, Thunderbird.
Oh, and he's sharpening it? Oh,
is
you know it's
get
real.
Electrocuted?
No, he's sharpening his axe.
No, no, I'm saying, like, does it get, like, some Thor power?
Oh, nah. Yeah. Oh! Look at those cheekbones. You can't stop that.
She's become the Storm? I don't
know. Dude, if they made Clarice into Storm, okay.
I just want to.
I can feel
can
you.
Can she be Dark Blink?
I love you, Blink.
Or is she just part of the ether? I don't understand.
It's like we're all together, yo. What we gonna do?
Kumbaya, my lord.
Perfect song choice.
I'm back, man.
Finally, I'm right? Back. To make up for the episode one song choice that was so weird during the pregnancy birth.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting the band back together. So are we just, like, ignoring the fact that Marcos got shot?
Yo, man, he healed. That's
he's
old
like,
news.
Totally fine.
Yo, man, he's
a day
king.
Later.
Because he's strong
wait,
like
so
that.
Wait, so Clarice has got to come back, dude.
She'll be back. She'll be back.
I think she will.
There can only be one Broody Brunette in their group at a time.
Oh, yeah. Looking off into the distance.
Oh, I guess she had green hair, right? Poster!
Yeah.
Reva!
She like, I'm going to kill those motherfuckers. No.
You mad, bro?
Why do I have telepaths? They can't tell if my people are going
to
betray me.
I know. 98%.
They technically didn't betray you. They just left.
Andrew was solid, nervous, but he was with us until today. We could sense Lana's uncertainty, but we felt it before and she never strayed. Someone thought they had a special bond. I was the one that kept her with us this long. We need to decide what to do now. She'd be put the plan. Real value to us was symbolic. The chance to build a mutant homeland on the foundation of two legendary mutant families would have been glorious.
Would have been glorious. Would have been glorious.
Glorious! I'll give him my all. It's wrestling, right? That's a wrestling
I can't remember where.
It is a wrestling, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Such a shame we have to kill them.
They should just bring down.
Scenes. That. Yes, he's got the freaking paint.
Oh, snap.
Oh no. Season finale. Man, oh man.
Oh, thank
Clarice
God.
Better come back.
Honestly, this is a good episode.
Really good.
She's gonna come back like in the most like boss way.
I hope so.
Like
Dark Phoenix shit.
Like it's gonna be.
Hope so.
John's gonna be getting beat down, and then all of a sudden it's gonna be like, psh, don't touch my man, and she's gonna be like judo chop, and then enslave him.
What if like Reva's power destabilizes stuff enough that like Blink can come through or something like that?
Ooh,
nice. Nice.
Or like something. I don't know. Reed versus Reva. Reed's kind of a punk ass. I don't think his powers are going to do much against her.
No way. That was the worst pair up in history.
Right? Seriously. But, I mean, even the guy who throws barrels as his power would be a better pair up against her.
Because at least, like, I mean, he needs contact right now.
Well, I mean, it depends on if his powers progress or
you're
not.
You're on camera.
But it is kind of short.
I'm just like, hey, guys.
But, I mean, you know, we've seen Captain America go up against Magneto before. It didn't really work out too well for him. But, I mean, he did it. He also went up against Thanos before. That didn't really work out too well for him either.
Well, guys, this has been a fun watch-along. This is a good episode to do one for. We had pretty good reactions for this one. Hit us up on Twitter. Where can we find you, Heather?
Hey, guys. On Instagram, you can find me at heather.wake.
Woo, Steph.
On Instagram and Twitter, at Steph Sabraw.
And Mr. Michael Young, who's joining us for today's after show as well.
You can find me at One Youngster. That's O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
You can also follow him at I Am Tehran. I'm on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, S-T-P-H-E-N-L-E-M-I-E-U-X. And we're going to go right in to do the after show now to cover this crazy episode. If you guys like watch-alongs, hit us up. Let us know that you want us to do more. And we'll try to do more. Tomorrow, check out the watch along. We're watching Deadly Class with Benjamin Wadsworth, who plays Marcus on the show. The lead actor from the show going to be watching the show with us. So tune into that tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard, and we're going to go ahead and do the Gifted now for the watch. For the after show.
Cool.
Woohoo.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.